Paula, I've known for a long time. She's worked in food systems, hunger, food security, and agriculture issues in San Francisco for over a decade.
Hi, thank you all for coming. And I am the director of food systems, which is an unusual position, actually, to have. But I actually just came from Washington, D.C., where there are now 13 cities with food policy advisors or director of food systems. We all met in D.C. to sort of discuss. But I have to say that Rajiv, under Rajiv's leadership, San Francisco had the first. So I have no financial disclosures to no financial relationships to disclose. First of all, background on our food system program at the Department of Public Health. I actually met Rajiv 12 years ago, and I was working in a low-income community in San Francisco, and I was working on food system issues from everything from youth gardening to CSAs in low-income areas, starting to do a farmer's market in low-income areas, and launching a food pantry, so all these different types of projects. And Rajiv came to my department because food had come up in so many times in community meetings. It may not have been the first issue of the communities, but it was second or third. So he came to my department and said, let's do something on food. And we actually started working on food around a youth-led food assessment of the neighborhood that then launched into the whole corner store initiative in Bayview, Hunters Point. And that was 12 years ago. But as I was getting to know Rajiv, I was saying, you know, why don't we do something like a food policy council? Why aren't we doing farm to school? Why isn't San Francisco doing these things? And he just said, let's do it. So what I did was actually started the food system program, and we did that through a public-private partnership. And the way we did that was I actually started a nonprofit project, but I had a home in the Department of Public Health, and I had public and private funding for the initiative. And the whole focus was really to leverage and strengthen our existing food systems to improve health. And the goals of the program have always been to support access to healthy food for all the residents, to increase usage of federal nutrition benefits. That is like our core safety net that we have to protect, maintain, leverage always from the local level, and to also support regional agriculture. One of the projects, so actually I'm going to go back for a second. So the projects I work on I work a lot on school food, and I see Tony here from School Food Focus. We're partners with School Food Focus. And school food is, for most cities, unless you have a lot of jails, it's your biggest food system in your public programs. It's your biggest food program, and it's serving the most vulnerable residents. I've also worked a lot on food policy with a food security task force. I work on the wellness policy of the school district. I'm starting to work on food and economic development. But this project is actually one of the earlier projects that we did that really is an example of what Rajiv was talking about, of sort of finding a problem and really just leveraging resources to fix it. And so what we had when we first started through all of our communications and conversations with different city agencies and with community members was that a great thing had happened that, you know, there was now a debit card for SNAP, formerly food stamps, but that we had lost all of our access at our farmers markets. No one was able to use them anymore. And this was because of the logistics around being able to do the verification of the food stamp benefits electronically. There was no, at farmers markets, there's no electricity. And this was before the wireless POSs. So in 2002, we found that there were no farmers markets that accepted EBT. We also found there was resistance from some of our market managers, and it's very interesting. We actually in California have a system of county agriculture commissioners, and our agriculture commissioner for San Francisco was completely resistant to the issue, and he actually was also ran the city's largest farmers market and the oldest in California, which is the Alamany Farmers Market. So we had a lot of resistance, lack of infrastructure, lack of management capacity, and as the agriculture commissioner said, the farmers don't need to have that, the benefits from that. So that was an interesting story. So what we did, though, was we did EBT at farmers markets. At the same time that we were thinking about this, we had great advocates and partners at the state level. And they had already seen what had happened as EBT had been, or as SNAP or food stamps had been moved to EBT across the country, and that this was a problem and it was going to head to California. So they got ahead of it the curve. That was at our nutrition network in California. And they were able to provide us with mobile POS machines. And so we became part of the statewide project, and we obtained funding from a local foundation, a few actually, the Columbia Foundation, the San Francisco Foundation, Heller Foundation supported us on this work. We formed partnerships with farmers markets, with the food stamp office, with state officials, and with that we were able to provide technical assistance to all the farmers markets to do this. And we started actually at our farmers markets at the heart of the city. It's in the Civic Center. It was actually started about 30 years ago by the Quakers as a food security project. The farmers started it. It's all farmer owned, and we actually started there because it's traditionally taken the most food stamps. It's located in a very low income area. And we were able to provide them with somebody actually to sit there and run the program with marketing supplies. And as I said, the state provided the wireless equipment. And we developed outreach materials, brochures, posters. We mailed all the brochures. We worked with our food stamp office, who had actually been trying to work on this issue, but had, you know, found that they were just not able to make inroads into the problem. We worked with them to mail brochures to all food stamp households and really teach the farmers about it. And then we also leveraged sort of all this work to institutionalize this work by working with the local legislator to pass an ordinance that required our farmers markets to accept all forms of food assistance. And we did this in 2007. And it's very ironic that that we sort of switched agriculture commissioners at that time. And the agriculture commissioner actually came under the Environmental Health Department, and now that position is required to enforce this local law. So this is just an example of the brochures that we had passed out in the past. It lists all the farmers markets, their hours, a map. And that really helped let all of our food stamp recipients know and all of our community-based partners know that this was happening. So this is actually somebody who worked with us, Daisha Sampson. She was instrumental in really getting the market managers to go ahead and agree to implement the program. She sat there with them and she ran the program. It was a voucher system. And what we found is that now this program is just growing. And it's like the markets really love this program and they run it themselves and we're not really needed at all, which is the best. In 2004, we had 8 markets, and in 2012, we now have 21 markets. They're all required to accept food stamps and SNAP and WIC farmers market coupons and also senior farmers market coupons. And the number of SNAP recipients, it's called CalFresh in California, is also growing. In 2004, there were 31,000 recipients, and now there's 51,000 recipients. So this is just showing also the yearly growth in sales at the markets. I was just in the meeting, I was saying, and in New York, they were saying that they're accepting, I think in like maybe 125 of their markets, they're accepting SNAP, and they're around 600,000 in sales. And I mean, we're a small city. They call us a boutique city, and we're about to approach 250,000 in sales for our program. So the best thing is that SNAP recipients are able to get the highest quality produce at their local farmers market. And so we're able to now build on the program, and our community partners are actually building on the program. There's something I'm sure you've all sort of heard of, these double voucher programs or these voucher programs at farmers markets. You're expanding the ability of a SNAP recipient to purchase fruits and vegetables. And in San Francisco, they're operating at about 4 or 5 farmers markets. So what happens a lot of times is that as a person does a transaction with their SNAP card, with their EBT card, they're getting extra tokens to purchase more fruits and vegetables. So one of our community partners has been working with our Alamany Farmers Markets, the one that was originally the most resistant to accepting SNAP benefits. They're now working with them to do one of these double voucher programs. And so as the clients purchase $10 in EBT tokens, they're receiving another 5. And I just got the data back from her that since she started working on the program, they've increased the number of SNAP clients by 213%. So in closing, especially coming back from D.C. and being with all the other food policy directors, I really think that there is such a strong role in public health to lead food policy and planning at a local level, and take into account health equity. There are some food policy programs across the country that are really just focusing on the needs of farmers in the outskirts, and I believe, you know, from the bottom of my heart, we have to focus on our residents that need the most assistance with having a healthy diet and having access to quality food. And so the role of the local public health department, I think, in food policy is to ensure health equity, leverage nutrition programs, protect them and leverage them, support sustainable food systems, work across agencies, and form public-private partnerships. And there's just a picture of one of our oldest farmers markets accepting the most food stamps by City Hall. Thank you.